Thank you and good morning. You'll wake up to a wet and windy Humboldt morning today as another rainstorm rolls through the region, adding to the 32 inches of rain we have seen since the 1st of October and the 10 inches that have fallen since the 1st of the year. County Public Works issued a road update bulletin yesterday afternoon that showed many of the roads affected by rain and floods in the past 2 weeks were open to traffic. The latest rain could alter those conditions as the day goes on. A high surf advisory is in effect through this afternoon, and you could hear some thunderstorms today as well, according to the Weather Service. We can expect rain through the weekend. The PG&E power outage map is relatively clear this morning, although there are about 190 customers in Ferndale in the dark and another 80 or so near Roner Park in Fortuna without power. If you have to travel out of the area this weekend, you are encouraged to check road conditions and be prepared for road closures and traffic delays due to the weather, particularly heavy snow to the east. Slick road conditions on Highway 101 may have played a role in a single-vehicle collision near Piercy yesterday morning after the driver of a tractor-trailer hauling a load of timber rolled off the freeway. The truck was headed southbound on 101 when, for unknown reasons, it drifted to the right and off the roadway where it collided with a guardrail. The tractor-trailer then rolled down a steep embankment and came to rest on the roadway of State Route 271 below, having spilled its load of lumber and punctured a saddle gas tank. That allowed about 80 gallons of diesel fuel to leak into a nearby storm drain. The driver, Robert Burns of Rio Del, was uninjured, but a passenger suffered minor injuries. The cause remains under investigation. A jury has awarded the family of Marjorie Fitzpatrick $5 million. Fitzpatrick was a patient at Timber Ridge Assisted Living in McKinleyville, and she suffered from dementia. And she fell and suffered serious injuries that later proved to be fatal after she escaped from her room and reached the courtyard of the facility through what was supposed to be a locked door. Once there, Fitzpatrick fell and broke bones in her face, her wrist, and suffered a brain bleed. It took staff 45 minutes to discover Fitzpatrick, and the investigation uncovered measures staff had taken to cover up the incident, including the destruction of surveillance video and multiple witness reports. At Tuesday's meeting, the Board of Supervisors declared a local disaster following last week's storms that flooded rivers, roads, and private property and brought down trees across the county. The County Office of Emergency Services and the County Ag Department are accepting the reports from the public for any damage suffered due to the storm, including that to private property or business equipment or livestock and other ag products. Mendocino County investigators have arrested a fourth person in connection with the murder of Jeff Settler, who was killed at his remote rural property outside of Laytonville last November. Detectives have arrested 26-year-old New York resident Michael Kane. He was arrested on Wednesday and is waiting extradition back to Mendocino County. Kane had fled to Mexico and then decided to turn himself in. He was contacted by U.S. Marshals and customs agents in San Diego and then interviewed by Mendocino officials. Detectives believe Kane and six other people assaulted and killed Settler over a marijuana dispute. Three suspects remain at large. All are suspected of having fled California. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors considered a packed agenda, and one key item from that meeting was a decision by the Board to nominate a member to the California Coastal Commission. The Board selected Ryan Sundberg as a candidate who will be considered by Governor Jerry Brown for appointment, and he spoke about the selection on Talk Shop this week.
They nominated me to be on the Coastal Commission. There's a vacancy on there right now. Supervisor McClure from Del Norte County was the coastal commissioner for Del Norte County, Humboldt County, and Mendocino County, and she is, as of the first, no longer on the board.
When asked if he was excited about the possibility, Sundberg said he was, primarily because of the commission's importance and impact and the fact that his appointment would give Humboldt another voice in a crucial statewide body.
Humboldt is definitely, out of the three counties, the biggest. Having direct representation for your county is a big thing. And one of the things I hear all the time about is complaints about the Coastal Commission. And, they've been working over the last few years to try and change the way they do their processes to make things easier.
The last Humboldt County representative on the Coastal Commission was former Supervisor Bonnie Neely. And you can listen to Ryan Sundberg talk boards and appointments by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.